What's up, hi, everyone? Guys. Welcome to episode 4 of Cuentos
We're
and
Getty
Hands. Oh my god, guys, we made it to episode 4.
Let's just act as if this isn't the same day. Let's act as if we didn't literally just end it like
if you listened to episode
a minute
3,
ago.
You know that we shot episode 3 right before this one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But I feel like you guys like relate kasi you're trying, of course, like parang you guys are also trying to squeeze everything into your schedule. Ganyan. I feel like a lot of people our age are doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to do so much in one day, like fitting everything into the schedule.
Yeah, especially for both of us kasi we balance a lot of things. We like have our academics, our social life, and we have like our orgs.
Dang, what's social
emphasis
life
on
for
orgs.
Me?
Damn. I mean, okay, the what would be social life? But yeah, I think that brings us to our topic for today, which is the BS
org
life.
Oh my god, yes. We said it so sabay. I love it.
I love that. I love that for us. But yeah, we're gonna talk about being the BS org people that we are. If it's worth it or not.
Yeah. So I guess, like, honestly, parang the org culture, it started quite recently lang, no? Siguro like 1-2 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Like org, like NGOs, mga non-governmental organization,
yeah.
Like mga non-profit organizations, like, na parang puro youth-led, they just started popping up, like, everywhere, like, the past few, like 1 year, 2 years, ganyan.
Yeah, especially with the start of the pandemic, like, when it was, like, ECQ, the first ECQ, it was, like, literally, people would ask me to, like, all of their pages, parang, insert Filipino word here, .ph.
Gets. Yeah,
like,
pero you know,
Bughaw PH or something.
Yeah, yung mga deep Filipino words.
Yeah, paraluman PH.
Oh my. You know, I feel like that also says a lot about like our generation. Now we're really like proactive and we really do what we can to help and make our communities better.
That's true.
Which is amazing. Kasi you know,
and
we're
it's so
using
cool.
The, yeah. To think that we're so young, but we have the ability to do or to create this much change.
Yeah, that's
even
so
through
true.
Small
especially
actions.
Like some NGOs, like you would expect, like the members to be like old, like you know, like old, but like especially some mga new ones, you know, like about mental health and stuff.
Yes,
a lot of them are like junior high.
Yeah.
Like, grade 8 or something.
Uh-oh.
Tapos sila pa usually yung mga officer position dun sa org. That's so cool.
Actually, it's so amazing talaga how we're creating opportunities for ourselves in order to help others, you know.
That's so true. And also, we like expose ourselves to like the work ethic of other people like so young. You know how like back then, parang, first of all, there was no senior high. So parang, as a 16-year-old, you had to like choose your college program na. And then, you'd like study for like 4 years and then biglang, you're thrown into the real world without even knowing like what to do ganun.
Yeah, parang, like, I don't know, let's say, I guess, before orgs were a thing, like, you're thrown into the ba, like the professional world, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like, what is, like, what are partnerships? What are marketing? Alam mo yun?
Yeah, what's a job? Ganun.
What's a what?
A job.
What the heck is that?
Oh my god, it's a job order form. Do you not have those?
No.
It's like when, ano, kunyari, I'm from HR, and I want creatives to create a collateral for our event. Like a pub mat. So you fill up a job. It's not a thing for you guys, okay.
Sa amin iba, IMC request form. Ganon.
Ah, ganon. Okay. Okay, okay.
Do they even do pubs in the professional world?
Oo, uy, ano, marketing team.
No, pero sa kanila yung mga...
Pagawa ano, naman ng ad.
Gets. Yeah.
Oh, diba?
True. World. Yung mga commercial, ganun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, it's great that we're not just exposing ourselves to that aspect. It's like, we're also exposing ourselves to the reality of the world around us.
That's so true.
Diba? Kasi parang, I mean, at least for me, I'm aminado na I grew up, like, living in a bubble. I was oblivious and ignorant of what was happening around me. Only until senior high, na parang, when I was really, like, when my eyes were really open, na, like, so many things are happening. Like, not just the world, but, like, sa country natin mismo, you know. I was super, like, I don't know, it was really like a revelation for me to finally step out of that bubble. And I'm so glad that, you know,
that's so true.
Like, people are doing that now. And like, people are doing it like at a younger age, diba? Like you said, yung mga junior high ngayon, na-expose na sila.
Yeah, yeah. And they're making it more accessible. Kasi the reason why we became, like that, the reason why we learned a lot of things now was because we were exposed to a diverse set of people no sa senior high, but like now there's no reason for you to like stay ignorant kasi like there's so much information, like even just on Facebook and Instagram. Exactly.
Anyways, I mean, that's like, I guess, a really great introduction as to how, you know, the org culture is in our country, or at least that's how we view it. But ikaw ba, like kamusta naman yung org life mo? Because org experience is different for like each person.
That's true. I guess, well, back in SHS kasi, I wasn't really that BS org. Like, I had two orgs lang. And then, I guess in general, like, the org culture in SHS isn't as robust as in college, at least in my opinion. But like now that I'm in Ateneo, I'm in four orgs, and then I have a leadership position in one of them. And that sounds like a lot actually, but I actually know someone. I don't know them personally, pero I've heard of them. Like, he has like 9 to 12. I don't know the exact number. But he has 9 to 12 orgs.
Oh my. Like,
Ateneo orgs lang yun ah.
Grabe. Like, dude, honestly, like, ako, like, speaking for myself, I don't have, I'm not as BS org as other people I know. Like, sila, mas madami pa talaga silang orgs and, like, commitment. But, like, ako, I'm already, like, really tired with the commitments I have on my plate. So, like, sobrang nagugulat ako ba't sila parang, like, sabak lang na sabak.
Yeah. So, ayun, it's so crazy na he signed up for 9 orgs. But, like, the reason why I signed up for 4 is because I wanted to explore, like, the culture of these different orgs. And I wanted to, like, see which orgs align with, like, my vision and my work ethic. Ganun.
Yeah, I guess.
Or I know next year ano yung sasalihan ko. Like, so, yeah. Right now, we're just, like, testing the waters.
Yes.
How about you? How is, like, the org culture in DLSU?
Well, I mean, for me, I think I've already been exposed to, like, the org culture of DLSU since senior high pa lang. Kasi I was part of a performing org na. I guess, parang, what's super different lang, in my opinion, is that, diba nga, performing org ako nung senior high, which is dance. So we're sort of focused on, you know, training, like training in general, and then rehearsing for the pieces that we're going to show sa concert, and then of course planning that concert. So parang everything sort of revolved around that. But now, like, I'm in orgs also, pero they're not performing orgs. So parang sort of naging iba yung focus, kinda. More on like just other activities, not naman like, you know, a concert where I have to train and rehearse like I did before. So it's just like the focus that sort of shifted for me. But I think like yung pagka-org na feeling is definitely still there. And I think like what you said, it's, I mean, I agree with what you said, like join a lot in the sense na para you get to know, you get to realize na okay, I'll stay here because I really like this org. As parang when you try this other org naman na, ay parang maybe it's not for me, you know? Because I have that experience na parang,
ooh, spicy.
Like I the joined
tea. Redacted.
We're no spilling of names, sorry. Like I'm part of I'm part of orgs kasi. And I held like a leadership position in this other org. And I enjoyed my time there naman. I really appreciated my time there, but it really came to a point where it negatively affected my mental health. Mm-hmm. Tapos at the same time, like I wasn't getting as much rest and sleep na. Like sometimes I would even eat at like kunwari 3 p.m. while having a meeting, fixing an issue or whatever, alam mo yon.
Mm-hmm.
So it just really took so much from me in terms of like energy. And like, no offense, I don't think like the experience was able to give me as much as I was able to give it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, parang ayun, like I just feel like I realized also na, you know, the position that I was holding and like the whole, yeah, the position I was holding was not serving me. And mm-hmm. I realized it wasn't something that I super duper loved and that, you know, I was really passionate about. Because I came into this org thinking, let's say that it was like this. Because of course, you know, that's how it's, I don't know, publicized to be. Parang mm-hmm. that's, parang ganun siya. I mean, that's how the org wants, parang yun yung ideal self na org.
Yeah.
Pero like, in reality, like, for me, when I joined that org, hindi ko na feel yun. Parang feeling ko, parang on the way pa lang sila dun sa ideal self nila.
Mm.
Oh, in a way, ganon. Parang, oh my gosh, ang hirap nito na walang spin-spill na.
Wala, nasa constitution, bawal.
Oh nga. Pero, ayun, na parang, so when I joined, I just didn't feel like it was able to live up to yung expectations ko. Kunwari, I expected it to be this. And when I went in, it sort of started out like that. Pero biglang nag-deteriorate, parang na-realize ko, hindi pala. Parang medyo facade niya lang yon.
Oh my
and
when God.
You like sort of, when you like sort of dig deeper, like all the issues, like toxicity, they start to show.
So did you leave that org na? Like for good? Or did you just like...
I stepped down and then parang sa sidelines na ako. I'm a very inactive member of that org now. Although my friend kasi is the one who replaced me dun sa position na I resigned from. So I still help my friend from time to time, like when he has questions or concerns. But I try not to be very involved with that org na. Okay.
That's good. I felt bad for you then kasi like when you were working on that project, you were so stressed talaga.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you look ibang so freaking tired.
Klaseng, di ko talaga alam, dude. Pero ibang klase talaga yung pagod doon. And it wasn't just me who felt that way. Na yung sobrang tired, sobrang nag-deteriorate yung mental health, yung sobrang di na naaalaga yung sarili. Like, it wasn't just me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was like, all of us or most of us, like at least 95% of us felt that way.
Are you serious? 95%?
Oh, basta ako, like the people na I worked with a lot at that time, we all felt that way. And I also know people na like I work with from afar na parang nakaka-interact ko lang sometimes, pero they also felt that same way. Yeah, so parang like for me, that says a lot about the culture, not just the culture of the org. Actually, it's the culture of that certain event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kasi parang that event, that project, that happening is parang hindi ng org namin yung involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it's that whole situation that sort of took a toll on us. Yung culture ng whole situation mm-hmm. yun. Tapos dagdagan mo pa nung culture nung parang org namin. As in talaga afternoon, I was like, oh my God, no one talk to me. I need to like rest.
Oh my God.
Please. Grabe talaga, as in, sobrang, yeah. But, guys, don't, like, be scared or something. Like, the BS org life is so fun. It's so fulfilling. But, there's just some times na yun nga. Let's say, for me, I picked wrong, or like, I was sort of lied to. Charot. Kasi, iba yung facade.
Ganon.
Joke lang. I mean,
no facade.
I mean, like, pero yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it talaga. Like, you join a lot and then you realize which ones you really sort of like and which ones you do not.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like, ano, yun nga, like in the workforce, it's kind of like giving your resume to different companies, working for them, and realizing na, oh, this multinational company na I aspired to be in, they're not actually what I envisioned it to be. So you're like, just a process of finding what you truly want.
Yeah, and I think everything in life is like that, TBH. Because even like with friends, diba? I mean, you make a lot of friends. And then as you get older, you sort of pick out the weeds or the people na you don't really like connect with. Na parang,
mm-hmm.
diba? Your friend group starts getting smaller as you grow older because you realize that not everyone is serving you and you in that same way aren't serving them. So yeah. It's better to just let go.
That's true.
Dang, we got deep.
Oh nga eh.
Pero ayun, masaya talaga mag-org, guys.
Yeah, it's good. There are a lot of pros, but there are also a lot of cons.
Uh-huh.
It just depends on you.
Mm-mm. And I think, yeah, you get to figure out what matters to you during the whole like journey of it, mm-hmm. or like during the whole process. You get to really realize kung ano yung gusto mo and what you don't like, ganun.
That's true. You also get to meet a lot of people when you're in orgs, which, like, apart from the fact na it helps like build friendships, it also builds like your connections for when you're older na.
Yeah.
So that's that's one pro of like being an org person.
Yeah, it's like you have so many, you get to meet so many people and have so many friends, and that's like super fun. Like ako nga, like parang I can say na parang sort of my best friends in college are people I've met from orgs, not from like, you know, mga class.
Yeah.
Because like, you have different right? classmates per class, so it's sort of hard to maintain a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like what you said, like it's also good to meet these people for networking. I mean, malay mo, yung tao pala na yun will lead you to your dream job or something. And then, I think another, like, pro, of course, is that you get to hone your skills. Especially if, like, let's say the committee you chose or the org you chose is really parang catered to your interest talaga and your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it helps you, yeah, like, hone your skills lang talaga. Like, let's say you join, like, I don't know, marketing committee, ganon. Because you're really interested in, like, making pubs and making captions. So, parang, because of your time there, because of your experience, you're gonna learn a lot from the people you meet. Tapos, you're gonna learn a lot also from the projects you're gonna be working on. Parang, mas mabibigyan ka ng practice. And at the For same sure. time, like, it's not just your skills, it's also like you as a person, like you
That's
improve
so true.
Your work ethic, you improve the ways you interact with other people and resolve issues, and it also helps you improve like your time management, priorities, yung mga ganon.
Yeah, And I guess, like, apart from that, like, you mentioned na it improves your work ethic. I think it improves your work ethic more so as, like, a group. Like, as a unit in general.
Because, yeah,
you know how, like, you can hone and, like, you can adjust your work ethic. Like, that's something na you can change within yourself. Pero, like, working as a team, that's, like, harder to do.
Yes.
Like, I remember when I first started joining orgs, sobrang hirap ako, like, because I had to, like, adjust to everyone's time, and then I had to parang compromise, like, what I wanted versus what my superiors wanted versus, like, what the people under me wanted. So you just have to compromise and remember that you're working as a unit and not your individual
selves.
Yeah,
that is so true. And
yeah, and just, like, in general, like, being in an org feels like you're in an office. Parang there are work hours.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, like, a break, ganon. Parang ganon. You get to experience nga what it is like in the real world without actually stepping into it yet.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's, like, the best way to describe orgs. So I think another pro, of course, is, I mean, if you're active, it's mga extracurricular, not only in your academics, that really says a lot about your own initiative, and it says a lot about your time management, your work ethic,
mm-hmm.
and that's parang maganda din siya pang yabang sa resume, like sa CV.
That's true.
Because then employers, yeah, diba? The employers are gonna see na, na parang your experience at least in some way,
mm-hmm.
and na you're not such a newbie to the whole thing.
That's true. Like, people don't wanna deny it. People don't wanna, like, say it actually. But it's true that a lot of people join orgs because they wanna build their resume.
Yeah.
Which is a sad thing, but I mean, along the way naman, they'll, like, realize why they actually are continuing this. Cause, like, that alone won't, like,
sort of sustain, yeah, it won't you, sustain or make you stay
for that long. It needs to be, like, something you're actually passionate about.
Yes. So actually, I think parang when you join an org, don't join just because of your resume.
Yeah.
I feel like when you join, think muna if, let's say, you really align with the values and advocacies, and then if you think you're really going to enjoy it, kanyan, like, join because you want, and then make the resume an extra.
That's true.
Because if you really like what you're doing, if you really enjoy your time sa org, you're gonna be more active, you're gonna join more projects, you might even be an officer or, like, part of the executive board and whatnot, and you're gonna work even better if you're enjoying, and that is what looks better in the resume and in the CV.
That's true.
Is if you're actually able to quantify the things that you were able to do and contribute to the org, not just, like, I was a member at, like, this, diba?
That's true. That's true. And I guess, like, employers rin, I feel like they can tell naman sino yung mga people who did it for, like, the resume and who were, like, actually passionate about it. Kasi, like, there are people talaga who, like, join and join and join. Pero, like, usually parang either walang officership or, like, normal member lang, which is fine also. Pero, like, there are people who, like, stick to one org that they're so passionate about. And then parang kita mo yung, like, things that they've done, yes, for the org. Parang ganon.
Yeah, and also, usually, when you put things in your resume, like, di ba your employers ask you about,
yeah,
things? Like, oh, how was it working as, like, this, as, like, that, in ganyan, in ganto? So I feel like if you just did it for the resume, you won't be able to have something to say. I mean, sure, you can etros it. But I feel like it's just a different vibe when you're actually really passionate about it, when you actually enjoyed your time there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're gonna see the enthusiasm and, like, the fire.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess since we talked about, like, the pros, I mean, there's always, like, another side of the story. So I guess a con is that you kind of compromise your time for yourself and for your academics. Syempre kasi parang back then naman, you know how like the Philippine educational system hasn't really evolved much since back then. So parang yung mga gumawa, yung mga sinaunang tao na gumawa ng like sinaunang tao na gumawa ng educational system natin, they were like, okay, let's put like enough shit for like family time, akads, and sleeping, ganun. Like they didn't account mm-hmm. for like them like joining four orgs and like the student council, ganun.
Yes.
So yeah.
Also, I mean, we only have 24 hours in a day. So,
exactly.
Like, that's actually so konte when you think about mm-hmm. it.
Like most of the people that I know who are BS org, parang it's so hard to contact them usually because it's either like they're busy catching up like on sleep or just like being alone, since here pag when you're in an org kasi you have to talk to so many people, and especially in like an online setting, sobrang draining to just sit down, just talk
and like be on your computer yeah. the whole day.
So parang most of the people who are BS org, they just wanna relax and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like honestly, like the fulfillment and satisfaction that comes with it, like ang daming kasama nun na like pagod talaga, like exhaustion, even like frustration,
yeah,
annoyance,
like not just from yourself, even from other people, like they get annoyed at you kasi wala ka ng time yeah. for them, and uh-oh. Like I feel bad, like pero kasi you can't just ghost the org, you know, especially exactly. if it's something na you're passionate about or you were passionate about at that time.
Yeah, actually, kasi, you know, like, having an org life, it adds another aspect to your whole life, diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi before, we only had family, friends, school, and me time, ganun.
Yeah.
So, pero now, nadagdagan pa siya ng, like, org.
Yeah.
So, let's say, you're gonna have to sacrifice, like, something.
That's true. So it's either you sacrifice the quality of your work for that org, or you sacrifice something from the other aspects of your life. Because it's not like nadagdagan exactly. yung 24 hours mo. It's still the same.
Yeah. Oh. True. Like, I've had that problem like so many times. Like, I know. Like, I'm someone kasi who loves to be busy, loves to like do so many things. And so, syempre, because of that, because of course, I wanna, when I do it, like, I don't wanna do, like, half-ass work. I wanna do, like, work that's, you know, talagang may quality. And, like, something I really can be proud of. So, of course, to build something like that, it takes a lot of your time and your effort. So, of course, for me, that means na, nababawasan yung time and sort of attention ko. Dun sa other aspects of my life, like let's say with my friends or with my family or with my relationship, even with my me time. So yun talaga is one of like the biggest cons. It's really going to like it's going to make your life more difficult in terms of trying to divide your time.
Yeah.
Like, sa lahat ng aspects and people in your life.
True.
And I think that is what also leads us to the second con, which is mental health. Like, because sometimes we work so much, and, I don't know, I guess parang nape-pressure din tayo sa quality ng work natin, and of course the pressure din like let's say sa deadlines. I mean deadlines po, hindi lang naman sa org, like you also have school deadlines.
Yeah.
So I mean like when you're losing sleep, when you don't get to eat well, when you're not even like able to socialize because all you're doing is working for your org and for your ACADS, it's gonna take a toll on you.
True, especially like because of like the pandemic fatigue. It's so hard to work talaga in the current times, especially like
and like keep a boundary from your keep your work, like you know, like have a boundary between your work and yeah, personal life.
I think it was easier like in 2020, like the first few months of the pandemic kasi it was like everyone was still hopeful na parang, oh, this will end like next year.
Yeah.
Ganon. Pero like, for me, personally, mm-hmm. when the second SEM started, especially after like that typhoon in December, everyone like changed as like parang sobrang nawalan ng drive yung mga students, and then I realized na parang after that happened parang ang daming nag LOA because parang their mental health was suffering kasi parang ngayon we're back to square one, or maybe like we've even like regressed further kasi we're like worse now than we were before, even though we were like locked up for a year. Parang wala, just really takes a toll on your mental health talaga.
Yeah, so it's like, let's say like parang without orgs, let's say our mental health is already not the best, especially mm-hmm. considering the situation we're in, diba? Tapos parang sometimes with all the work pa and the pressure from the org, like parang that just sort of further deteriorates your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Just add to that pa yun nga, yung you're not able to take care of yourself properly.
So I guess related nga to what we mentioned kanina, the last con is that you spread yourself thin if mm-hmm. like wala kang control. Kasi you know how like a lot of people join orgs kasi it's something na uso right now, and syempre because with like the information that's readily available right now, more people know about the orgs, so parang they're like, oh, this is something I'm passionate about, I should join. Pero like when you ride that hype, parang minsan napapasobra ka na.
I mean, considering pa na my orgs right now aren't as madami,
mm-hmm.
diba, as other people's, yeah. but I already feel really exhausted and spread out. Like, I feel like I experience this every year. But, I mean, especially during times na, let's say, na parang kunwari nagsabay-sabay lahat. Like, parang for me right now, it's like, ano ba, like, a week or two ago, parang kasi I'm a project head of like something, and so we were in the process of preparing for that project, and daming documents na kailangan dun and stuff. It's parang sakto that week pa na kailangan namin i-prepare yung ngayon. It was midterms, so literally like me and my team were all like, oh my god, alam mo yon,
grabe.
So yeah, I mean, what makes it easier na lang talaga is that, you know, I enjoy what I'm doing, and I know na what I'm doing is like yung like it's gonna be something beneficial, not just ano mo yan.
So for me naman, like I'm still trying to work on not spreading myself thin kasi this school year I definitely did, kasi since I'm in 4 orgs, I also applied to 4 events in total. And there was a point in time talaga.
Galing!
I think it was like Feb to March na I was literally working on org work all day. Kasi for org 1, I agreed to become a FASI for an event happening in March. For org 2, I signed up for to be like task force sa sponsorships for 2 events. 1 org 2 events, both happening in April.
Oh lord.
For org 3, I signed up for a mentorship happening in March, and for org 4, I was organizing an event happening for May. So I signed up for all of these no first sem namin, so it was like September to December. And since my 4 months napagitan, parang alam mo yun, parang hindi mo feel na marami kang sinasignupan.
Yeah, pero unless since, you like, get there.
Yeah, like, syempre, events planning, hindi naman siya 2 weeks prior lang. It takes months. So, for the first 3 months of 2021, I was juggling 4 events, 1 mentorship, and 1 facilitating gig. All happening weeks.
At the same time?
Yeah, like, parang weeks na pagitan lang.
Dang, so, basically, girl.
My point is that I learned from my mistakes. And I guess that's one thing, to, like, not spread yourself thin. Like, some people, they just need to learn the hard way.
Gets.
So, like, yeah, it was such a traumatic experience for me. So now, I know I can turn down the offers. Because I guess for some people, you know how, like, some people are just, like, non-confrontational. And they're pushovers, like me. Like, they can't say no to things. Especially if it's, like, ano, opportunities na parang ang hirap pakawalan, ganun.
Mm-mm.
So parang I guess one like way to not spread yourself thin is to learn how to say no.
No, exactly. That's super like what I learned also talaga. Like actually very similar to yours na. Putek ang ingay. Ayun, very similar to yours talaga na I had to learn. And, like, learn the hard way for me to, like, finally realize. Kasi, diba, the thing I was talking about a while ago with, like, my org draining me so much. Yung org na masama yung experience ko. The one we talked about, Karina, guys.
Yeah,
ayun.
Yeah.
Like, diba, like, it super drained me talaga. Like, sobra, sobra talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that really made me realize my priorities. My priorities in the sense na, like, I really should be more careful of what org to choose, like, what org to join, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
And na, parang, parang if in the middle of something, I feel like it's not serving me. Like, yes, I committed myself to it, but at the same time, like, I'm entitled to, like, stay, let's say, without project or without org. Because I committed myself to it. But at the same time, I'm entitled to, like, take care of myself as well. So, parang for me, that made me realize na yun nga, I have to prioritize and just... I have to prioritize, ayun. And then, when I know my priorities, like, when I list them down in my head... Like, syempre, when these new offers come up or when these new opportunities show up, I have to see, of course, if priority ko ba siya. And, like, I mean, for me, honestly, like, opportunities are a priority for me. Kasi, I mean, hello, diba, sayang yung experience and all that. Yeah. Pero kailangan ko din siya sort of, like, i-consider in relation with my other priorities. Like, let's say, my family, my relationship, my school, my friends, myself. Like, even if opportunities are a priority for me and are something that I really want to focus on, I just, like, I've learned na I can't just say yes and keep accepting it and keep sort of, like, taking up all of these things if it's going to affect, like, some other priority of mine. Like, let's say, my family, ganyan. And... that's really how I learned to say no also talaga. And I'm so proud of myself for learning how to say no. Kasi like, I remember I wanted to join like, parang there was like a recent recruitment week, like I think a few months ago, something like that. And I wanted to join like two things. Kasi sabi ko, parang, ay, naman ako busy eh, ganun-ganun.
Yan tayo eh.
Syempre, like, I asked my brother for his opinion as well. Because he made me realize, parang sabi niya, like, oo nga, okay, like, you're not busy now, you have a lot of free time, but when you say, like, when you apply to those two orgs, and then they both accept you, you might not have any free time at all. So sabi niya, for me, just, like, pick the one you like better. And then, dun ko narinis na, like, oo nga, no, na parang right now, like what you said, actually, na parang right now, you don't feel it because it's not happening yet. Tapos, let's say, you join all of them at once, biglang, they bombard you with things, diba? Parang dun mo mafe-feel yung, like, regret, per se, and yung exhaustion talaga.
That's true.
And, and, like, there was, like, another opportunity, like, position offered to me, and I was thinking about it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought about it for a few days, like, I slept on it. And then, eventually, I was like, you know, parang like I was talking to myself. I was like, you know, this is a great opportunity. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, parang this would look great on a resume and it's something I like. It's something I wanna do. But the thing is, like I have limitations. Like if I say yes to that, like I cannot 100% say for sure that I'll be able to give my all to it. Baka biglang maging half-ass ang yung work ko kasi I also have other commitments and priorities to attend to, diba? So instead of me saying yes to everything and sort of dividing my time sa lahat ng yon and half-assing all of them, I sort of decided to, yun nga, stick to my priorities, stick to the ones that are closest to what I want or like to my values talaga, to what I want to accomplish, and then just focus on those. Like really work on the, like the few that I have right now. Because like what you said earlier talaga, like, oo nga, kung marami naman yun, but like, you're not sort of immersed in each one of them, then it's sort of, it sort of defeats the point. Because you're not experiencing the experience in its parang fullness.
Yeah. I guess like the bottom line is that you need to remember that you're still like, apart from you being an org person, ultimately, you're like a 20-something-year-old. And that you're just trying to live your life now that it's a pandemic. Like, you don't need to overwork yourself and think about all of these job opportunities. Because, you know, if you think about all of these, parang you might just waste your life away just trying to build your resume and trying to gain work experience that you, parang, you just look back and be like, oh, shit. Those were my 20s.
Like, I didn't enjoy my college time.
My college just ended and all I did was overwork myself to the bone. Parang ganon.
Exactly. And like, since you can overwork yourself when you actually get to the professional world.
At least
you're gonna spend your 30s until your 50s there.
You'll get paid. Like, hot take.
Yeah.
Orgs are just like, it's just unpaid labor.
Internships like without
internships. It's like
internships without
students
pay.
Being exploited by other students for the sake of their passions. It's literally that.
Oh my god. Okay, that makes so much sense.
Fucking hierarchy of students. Uh-oh. Ganun.
I mean, there's really like two sides to it. You know, we started out with like loving our generation for taking action, but at the same time, we're sort of at this point where we're calling it unpaid labor, exploitation of students by other students. But I mean, that's just life, honestly. It's like the duality of man. It's kind of like yin yang, you know? There's always a good and a bad, and a bad and a good. You just have to find like the perfect balance that works for you.
Mm-hmm. So to answer the question, is the BS life worth it? The answer is, it depends on you. So, like, what we talked about today, like, take it with a grain, grain of salt. And, like...
yourself.
Just, like, dissect why you want to be a BS org person in the first place.
Yeah.
And if it's
like
worth
it. Like, we say na, parang, yun nga, diba? The answer is, it depends on you. Kasi, the thing is, you may have a different set of priorities than us. You may have, let's say, a different life situation than us. Like, we're all experiencing things very, very differently. And so it's important na, like, you really look within yourself and figure out for yourself if the org life works for you and if it makes you happy, ganun.
Yeah. True.
So, yeah, I mean, that basically sums up the BS org life. It's good, it's bad, it's crazy.
Yup. But we still love it anyway.
Yeah, it's very, very fulfilling, but at the same time, it is so exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, it really just depends on you. Like, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want to experience? What are your priorities and all that?
Yes. So yeah, I hope this helped a lot of people who are BS org people right now. They're like thinking about it or like they haven't even considered it at all. So
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like this isn't just parang about BS org, it's also just about life in general. You know, you can't just focus on one aspect of your life and then sort of ignore the others. So I feel like sort of the main lessons talaga from this episode can also be applied to, you know, other aspects of life, and like relationships with others, ganon.
Yeah. So I guess that sums up our episode? Question mark? Or do you have something else?
For me, I think that's a good place to end it at, you know? To allow them to parang ponder on it and to think within themselves.
So I guess the question that we'll leave you with is, are orgs actually just students exploiting other students? Please let us know on our socials. And with that, we end the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I am Steph.
And I am Lauren. And dang, we ended with such like, it feels like such a philosophical question.
I know. It's keep so me deep. Up at night.
Wow. OMG, TBH, same.
Right? So yeah, I'll see you guys next week.
Yay.
We will upload next week, or next week rather.
Because we're doing it every other week.
It's okay. Bye guys. See y'all next week.
Thank you.
Next week.
Oh, you keep saying that ah. Baka masa sila.
Oo nga, baka magkatotoo. Dahil di kaya ng BS Org life.
Yes, huwag kayo masa. Doon tayo sa every other
bye,
week.
Bye guys.
Bye. Thank you.